So Tony, you grew up right on top of the carnival because your house where you used to live was literally next door to Alexander Park.
That's right. Yes, that's right. The first time I went to Moorside Carnival was 1970. That was actually the first carnival was 1971, but in 1970 something took place in the park. It was like a pre carnival event, so to speak, and that was the first one. So that's a long time ago, 1970.
Well, there's been 71. Some discrepancy over whether it was 1970, 71, 72, because a few years ago they were having the 50th anniversary and people were arguing and saying, well, it doesn't count as 50 because we've had 2 years absence with COVID. Then they were saying, well, 1970 wasn't a real carnival. But even so, you know, you said 1970, it's still over 50 years gone. So do you remember living in your house and seeing all the people passing and could you hear the noise from your house? Were you able to hear and be part of the carnival without even leaving your house?
Yes, oh yes, definitely, because I live right next to Alexander Park, because I grew up on Russell Street, and that's just behind the park. That's like two streets behind the park. Actually, the street runs into the park. Both the streets behind the park run straight into Alley Park, and that's Prince's Road end of the park. So I would go in the carnival, and then I would spend all day in the carnival. You know, and it was wonderful because you could go in the carnival and you didn't get searched. You know, you could enter the park from so many gates that were open that you could just walk in and spend the whole day there. Whereas nowadays, you know, you're getting searched and the atmosphere is not the same as back in the 70s. There was a lot more with each other, you know, people. Yeah. Having a great time, and they had like the Morris dancers, and there were so many events that was going on. They had five-a-side football that was taking place where the streets, people that used to live in the streets in Moorside, they used to play against each other in the carnival, five-a-side, a tournament, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Actually, I remember St. Margaret's School, they played in a five-a-side, you know, tournament. And streets like Darcy Street and all these streets are from the old Moorside.
Yeah, that streets of the past that no longer exist.
Yes, yes, yeah, and Darcy Street and many other streets. So they would play against each other, five-a-side, and see who could get to the final. But it was wonderful. There was so much going on in there.
And do you remember that shop on the corner, I think Richard had it, and it used to get like those fishing nets and ice creams and things. Do you remember that shop?
Yes, yes, I do remember that shop. That was a Jamaican fella, right, that had that shop.
Oh, I thought it was a St. Kittian guy with bandy legs called Richard.
Called Richard. Yeah. Yes, I actually remember him, you know. I remember the shop because I used to go there and take milk bottles back there and get...
Yeah.
You know, money for them and that. Yeah, I remember the shop.
Yeah, but we used to, if you remember, but if all the kids would go to the ice cream, I'd get some ice cream from that shop and go in. Did you used to watch the parade? Did you spend a lot of time watching the parade?
Yeah, I would watch the parade. You know, the parade would come in. Yeah, but the parade has not changed. It's pretty much always been the same, you know. They probably just take different routes into the park.
And what?
In Charlie Park.
And what was your favourite part of the carnival?
Well, the favourite part of it, you know, was when you went there and it was just the way, you know, there was music, you know, playing music. And those days you had a lot of people that had, like, let's say now, like Nigerian fathers and Ghanaian fathers and English mothers that were called half castes, you know, and you'd see a lot of, you know, with afros, you know?
Oh, in those days, it was like, who got the biggest afro, wasn't it?
You know?
Yeah, it used to be a competition who had the biggest afros, that's right. Yeah,
colourful. It was very colourful, the carnival then.
Yeah.
Because of the type of dress in the 70s, the type of dress, the fashion, the 70s fashion. So people would dress up in the 70s fashion, you know?